Hello, and welcome to the Egyptophile podcast. For anyone new here, I am Eris Ptolemy, an Egypt fanatic with 27 years of being obsessed with all things Egypt. Today's episode will be all about the Sphinx and the Great Pyramids. We will discuss how they came to be, their impact on Egyptian history, and how they are now one of the few wonders of the ancient world remaining. To start off, let's delve into the lore behind the Sphinx. The original name given to the Sphinx by its Old Kingdom creators is unknown, due to the Sphinx's temple not being completed at the time, leaving behind little cultural context. However, in the New Kingdom, the Sphinx became revered as the solar deity Horem-Akhet, which means, in English, Horus of the Horizon. This is even referred to in Thutmose IV's dream stele. The Sphinx was given to the structure in classical antiquity around 2,000 years after its construction, and a reference to the Greek mythological beast. Which is interesting, because Greek sphinxes contain the head of a female presenting person, a falcon, a cat, or a sheep, the body of a lion, and the wings of an eagle, while most Egyptian sphinxes have a man's head and a lion's body. The Sphinx itself is believed to have been created between 2600 and 2500 BCE by the pharaoh Khufu, who has also built the Great Pyramid of Giza, or his son, the pharaoh Khafre, who built the second pyramid at Giza. It is a monolith carved from the plateau's bedrock, which served as a quarry for not only the pyramids, but other monuments in the area. It is suggested that the Sphinx's head was carved out of a ridge of wind-sculpted bedrock first, due to the bedrock often achieving shapes resembling animals. It is also suggested that a moat may have been quarried out later to allow for the creation of the Sphinx's full body. The stones cut from the Sphinx's body were then used to construct the temple in front of it, but the temple and enclosure were never completed. During the first intermediate period, the Giza necropolis was abandoned, and drifting sand would eventually bury the Sphinx up to its shoulders. The first recorded attempt to excavate the Sphinx would be around 1400 BCE, when a young Thutmose IV gathered a team and managed to dig out the front paws. Between these paws, he would erect a shrine, which would contain his dream stele, a slab which would contain a story in which Thutmose discovers the Sphinx after a midday nap, where he dreamt of Ra visiting him and telling him to look upon the desert sand and discover the condition his statue was left in. When the Greco-Roman period occurred, Giza would become a popular tourist destination, since the monuments were considered as antiquities. There is even evidence of many Roman emperors visiting the Sphinx out of curiosity and for political reasons. The Sphinx would be cleared of sand again around the 1st century AD, in honor of the Emperor Nero and Tiberius Claudius Balbius, the governor of Egypt. A 12-meter stairway would be erected leading to pavements in front of the Sphinx's paws, and a podium would be positioned at the top of these stairs, which allowed a view into the Sphinx's sanctuary. Over the millennia, the Sphinx has been subjected to numerous erosion, constant renovations, and even degradation. A famous myth about the Sphinx's missing nose is that it was shot off by Napoleon Bonaparte's armies. This has been debunked due to Frederick Norden's 1737 drawings, which shows the Sphinx's nose as already missing. Notably, the Sphinx contains a hole in its head, a natural fissure through its waist, and a hole which leads to a tunnel in its rump. Since the 1800s, there have been massive restoration, excavations, and preservation projects to help ensure the Sphinx does not fall victim to massive deterioration. Moving on to the Great Pyramids at Giza, which have mysteries that continue to this day. The three pyramids of Giza were once the tombs of Khufu, Khafre, and Menkaure. Khufu's Great Pyramid has become known as the Great Pyramid of Giza due to its 454-foot height, 756-foot base, and 92 million cubic foot volume. Khafre's pyramid is the second tallest and second largest of the group, and is the only pyramid out of the three that still has cladding at its top. It has a base of around 706 feet and is 448 feet tall. Each of its limestone blocks weighs more than 2 tons and has a steeper angle than Khufu's pyramid. Menkaure's pyramid originally stood at 215 feet tall and is the smallest pyramid of the three. It is now 200 feet tall and has a 356 foot base. The construction of Khufu's pyramid is believed to have started between 2800 and 2600 BCE due to carbon dating taken from samples of mortar. It is believed to be around 4,600 years old due to its attribution to Khufu and the carbon dating that was taken from the mortar. Khafre's pyramid is believed to have been built around 2500 BCE with a construction period of approximately 20 to 30 years, while Menkaure's pyramid's construction is unknown due to Menkaure's reign not being accurately defined. It is, however, believed to have been completed around the 26th century BCE and is a few hundred meters southwest from the pyramids of Khafre and Khufu. The Giza necropolis also houses 7 additional pyramids, 6 of which are attributed to the various queens that ruled alongside Khufu, Khafre, and Menkaure. Queen Hetephefres has 3 pyramids, while the 3-step pyramids next to Menkaure's pyramid have become known as the Queen's Pyramids. The construction of these pyramids has been subject to myths, legends, and even controversy. The most famous myth being that they were constructed by aliens or constructed by slaves. Both myths were disproved due to evidence showing that the people who built the pyramids were well-fed, skilled laborers. Archaeologists have discovered a huge number of cattle bones in the Giza necropolis, which shows that beef was a common food amongst builders. And there have even been tombs discovered next to the pyramids that contain remains of pyramid builders. This was a huge honor and was never granted to slaves. It is estimated that around 10,000 people worked on the pyramids. Another popular myth is that the pyramids are in the middle of the desert. They are actually nestled on the edge of the desert and incredibly close to the modern world. An online friend of mine has even told me that there's a Pizza Hut that has an amazing view of the pyramids, which stands as a reminder that the modern and ancient world live so close together. Regardless of who built the pyramids and the Sphinx, to know that they are still surrounded by such mystery is astounding to me. I find it mind-boggling that even during the reign of Thutmose IV and onwards, archaeology of the Sphinx and Great Pyramids were occurring. To get the reminder by Cleopatra VII's reign, the pyramids and Sphinx were also antiquities is just and another example of how astonishing time is. Cleopatra VII lived closer to the invention of the iPhone than she did to the construction of the pyramids. And if that doesn't say how much time can truly fly by, I don't know what does. Until next time, where we will be discussing one of my favorite rulers, Hatshepsut, remember to follow the blue sky and Facebook page of the podcast for podcast updates and to ask any questions. And remember, you are loved. May the goddess Isis protect you.